Lesson 30. The Prisoners Shall Go Free. Doctrine and Covenants and Church History Class Member Study Guide. Reading Assignment. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 2. Section 124, verses 25 through 55. Section 127 and Section 128. Joseph Smith History, 1, verses 36 through 39. And Our Heritage, pages 58 through 60. On January the 19th, 1841, several months after the saints had begun performing baptisms for the dead, the Lord commanded them to build a temple in Nauvoo. Doctrine and Covenants, section 124, verses 25 through 27. What reasons did the Lord give for this commandment? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 124, verses 28 through 30, and verses 33 and 40 through 41 and 55. Read Doctrine and Covenants, section 128, verse 15. In what ways do the dead depend on us for their salvation? In what ways does our salvation depend on the salvation of the dead? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 128, verses 17 and 18. Read Doctrine and Covenants, section 128, verse 19 and verses 22 through 24. According to these verses, what should our attitude be about the gospel and about performing baptisms for the dead? Scripture chain, baptism for the dead. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 29. Doctrine and Covenants, section 127, verses 5 through 9. Doctrine and Covenants, section 128, verses 15 through 18. Doctrine and Covenants, section 138, verses 28 through 35. End of Lesson 30. The Prisoners Shall Go Free. From Doctrine and Covenants and Church History Class Member Study Guide.